Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a most amazing story of a shliach in a country called Hungary. Not the English word Hungary. It's Hungary, and it's a different meaning entirely. It has nothing to do with a person not having enough food. But that's the name of their country. And this shliach, whose name is Rabbi Shmuel Fagan, he taught a class at the university for college kids. And people in those classes are allowed to have their cell phone out if they want to. And he was teaching the class, and it was what's called an elective. That means it's a choice if the students want it or not. It's a little bit lightweight, usually. The students don't feel that they're under a lot of pressure. And as he looked out over the class each week, it seemed to him that everybody was on their phone, not even paying attention to him. But he can't force them. They're young men and women. And there was no rule against having a phone on during the class. So he had to put up with it. But he wondered, is it really worth it? One day, he got a note from one of his students. It was a Jewish student named Andrus. And the note said, "Rabbi, I have to talk to you. Can I call you?" Of course, I texted back, yes. He called me and he said, "Rabbi, you're the only one who can help me now." "What's going on?" the rabbi said. "I'm very, very lonely," said Andrus. "I'm going out of my mind. I'm just staring at these walls day in and day out. I have no friends in my life. Nobody cares about me. It's too much. I can't take it. I want to take my life," meaning he wants to kill himself, God forbid. "But I was about to do it, Rabbi, but then I stopped myself. And do you know why? Because in one of your classes, you taught us about the Torah principle of V'nishmartem me'odes et nafshoseichem. Be very careful to guard your health. And you talked about the holiness of a soul being in a body and that every moment is important and life is very holy and we should never take our life and so forth. And those thoughts kept me from doing it. That's why I did not go through with it. But now what do I do, Rabbi? Okay, so I stopped myself, but I'm still so lonely." "I'll be right over," the rabbi said. He jumped in his car and he drove all the way there as quickly as he could. And on the way, he davened to Hashem, "Please, Hashem, put the right words in my mouth. Help me to help this person whose life is in danger." He arrived and the student and he talked for hours. He was able to bring the student back from the edge, from considering, chas v'shalom, God forbid, to take his life. Well, a while later, Andrus, unfortunately, got involved with a non-Jewish girl. It was perhaps the first person that paid him much attention. And he said, "I want to marry her." He was embarrassed to tell the rabbi that she wasn't Jewish. But he said, "I can't help it. You know, I'm so lonely." Well, the rabbi and Andrus kept in touch. Baruch Hashem, he ended up not marrying her. And years went by. And eventually, he changed. And he became much more involved in Torah and mitzvahs. Eventually, the rabbi officiated at his wedding to a beautiful young Jewish girl named Chana. And they were married in Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem. "I cannot believe I'm dancing at my wedding," he told the rabbi as they were dancing at the wedding. Baruch Hashem. And the rabbi concludes the story by saying, "I should never have doubted the power of Torah learning. Look at what the Torah learning did. It literally saved this person's life and little by little brought him to living a fully observant Jewish life and having a wonderful Jewish wedding, building a beautiful Jewish family. This is the power of Torah. Torah is something which is from Hashem. It's godly. In fact, Torah and Hashem are one. When we learn Torah, we are literally connecting with Hashem. And that's why the more Torah we learn and the more mitzvahs that we do, the quicker we bring the geula. Let us all work very hard to increase the Torah we're learning, to increase the mitzvahs we're doing, to increase the acts of goodness and kindness, in order to bring Mashiach as quickly as possible. May it happen immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.